Thursday on Morning Edition, we heard Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn talk about police tactics as protests continue in Ferguson, Missouri, over the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager. Flynn touted the Milwaukee PD's focus on community engagement and said it may be a reason protests here over police-related incidents have not escalated. Today, WWM's Aaron Toner speaks with a community leader who says things here are not acceptable.
When James Hall looks at the unrest occurring in Ferguson, he sees just the tip of an iceberg. Hall is president of the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP.
So I think we really need to be outraged and concerned about the violence and everything that's there now, but I think we need to be just as concerned and outraged about those conditions that exist, you know, that are, in my view, the root causes.
Hall says what exists just below the surface are extreme disparities between whites and blacks in terms of income and education, and the races are largely segregated. He says those social conditions bubbled to the surface here recently when citizens protested the fatal police shooting of 31-year-old Dontre Hamilton. Hamilton was black, unarmed, and according to his family, mentally ill. The officer fired multiple shots into Hamilton, explaining that he was threatening and combative. Prosecutors are reviewing the case. Hall says whatever the outcome, police need better training.
We all know that the incidents where African-American young men are shot multiple times, it's clear and it's been documented that there's either an overreaction or something more, with more malice, like an intentional disregard for the life of young black males.
The Milwaukee PD is also accused of violating citizens' civil rights by conducting illegal strip and cavity searches on suspects. Most of those who have sued are black men. Hall credits Milwaukee police for engaging with residents under Chief Flynn. He has promoted community policing. But Hall says recent incidents highlight the need for more transparency and accountability when allegations of misconduct arise.
I mean, I remember, quite frankly, sitting with the chief in 2011 with him saying specifically or precisely that actions such as the body cavity searches and other things like that were not occurring, and we could be assured that those actions were not going on, that things like that were, quote, urban legend.
While Hall emphasizes the need to change bad police practices, he says the more pressing issue is how leaders will respond to the symptoms behind much of the violent crime here.
If people were more had more access and opportunity and were more jobs and were more dispersed and you didn't have, you know, this type of concentrated situation, then these other problems, you know, would not exist in the same way.